amendments we've proposed would change this section so that the there wouldn't be a cost here for the treating physician. But that's the reason for the treating physician.
Well, we're speaking to the section as it exists. What does the section do? You don't want the expert witnesses to appear. Am I correct?
That's right. It's there are two reasons: the cost, and also getting the people out of the doctors out of the hospitals and into the court. Would be preferable if they were staying in the hospitals. If we can have somebody else come and carry that information to the court. What this section does is. Basically saying that you can subpoena them and provides, as it's now written, for payment of them. So that's not the amendment, but the way it is now.
The amendment would do what?
The amendment would take out the part about paying them.
Take out the part about paying, but still require them to come?
They could be subpoenaed. It was the intent of the task force that the examiner and the investigator, because they could read the record, would bring that information to the court. But I'm not a lawyer, but as I understand it, if you're subpoenaing a document, you have to be able, to get the person who wrote that document.
There's special procedures in the statute where you can get it by affidavit without bringing the person there.
Well, there may be another solution to this problem then, but that was the solution that we've arrived at this point is to provide for subpoenaing them. But if there's another solution, certainly would be welcome.
Representative Bauman.
There may be other witnesses. In addition to those who merely identify documents, but I agree with the chair. I don't think this must have been put into place. I know there were attorneys on the committee. There must be some other situation that's contemplated here. I just
well.
Other than simply to verify that a document is what it says it is, that person, you know, observed the document being prepared, or that person's signature at the end of the document. That's such a big deal.
Kingsley, can you help us out there?
Easily click from the State Court Administrator's office. I don't know if I'm going to be help on this one. It was one that was a little hazy in my recollection when we did it. My understanding of what is new in way of costs is because previously the doctors couldn't be subpoenaed because of the privilege, which is being excluded earlier. And since that was changed and they could be subpoenaed, then this was going to provide for them to be paid as an expert witness, which would entitle them to a greater amount than if they came as a regular witness at $5 a day. Then, just off the top of my head, yes, I think there are other ways to get this testimony. My recollection was that the public defenders wanted to make sure that they would have an opportunity to cross-examine the physician, and that was part of the issue. And without looking at our report, that's about the extent of my recollection on this issue. I think there are other ways that the information's available, to a certain extent.
I appreciate that.
Well, we're kind of murky on that. What I'm going to do is I am going to, since we may or may not be dealing with additional proposed new wording again on the expanded criteria, is we're just going to keep plodding through this the next time we come back to work session. But I have Representative Dwyer here, and we have a public hearing to get on to in addition to this bill. So I will ask Council that we reset 2324.
Next Wednesday.
Would that be next Wednesday?
Next hearing.
Okay, next Wednesday, and we will continue that on, and we'll just continue plodding through it. And hang on, it may not be Wednesday, so let Council check it before people in the audience leave, at not knowing the next time.
Yeah.
Wait till Mr. Taylor returns. But I thank you, I'm going to close the hearing on work session on 2324. Yep. Is it next? It will be next Wednesday, the 29th.
Yeah.
This will be continued to then. And I'm going to close the work session on 2324 and open it on. Yes, there's a question back there.
Yeah.
No, it will not be at 1:30. Hang on a minute.
Let me check one more thing.
We've got to check the rest of our schedule to give you some idea. It will probably be listed as follow. First thing we'll have is the full committee meeting. And then the bills from subcommittee 3. It's really difficult to tell. My best suggestion to you is to call that morning our staff and ask them what the schedule looks like. They will probably tell you officially 1:30, but our estimate is 2:30 or 2:45, so we can get you a better idea. With that, I'm going to open the hearing on House Bill. $33.74, and Representative Dwyer. What?
Did we have our own signals?
3374 is our public hearing relating to certain civil rights.
Well, that was.
We get the right.
Oh,
3197.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'll
reopen.
Yeah, just. Was I too late for that?
No. Well, we're in work session on that, but that's fine. That is. 3197 will reopen the work session.
It's on Thursday. They just moved it.
Well, as you're working out, will you please listen? We just got moved around, and the rescheduling next week will be on Thursday rather than Wednesday. My apologies. Things change quickly around here. Thank you. Representative Dwyer, we're going back into work session on 3197.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Bill Dwyer, Springfield representative, District 42. I'd like to testify in support of House Bill 3197. I kind of call this bill the Mrs. Jacobson bill, named after one of my constituents who has had some real problems with the Children's Services Division. I wish to strongly endorse the passage of House Bill 3197. This bill fills a real need for the many who come under the jurisdiction of the Children's Services Division. I have a constituent in my area named Mrs. Phyllis Jacobson who exemplifies a problem area in the treatment of grandparents and other close relatives of children who come under the jurisdiction of this Children's Services Division. Mrs. Jacobson is a fighting grandmother who's been trying to hold her family together with the Oregon Children's Services Division literally throwing the book at her. In her many attempts, she's made to first get the temporary custody of her grandchildren and now second to gain simple visitation rights of the same grandchildren. Eugene Springfield Area Children's Services District officials have stretched matters so that Mrs. Jacobson cannot even visit her grandchildren when those children are in great emotional need of this family influence. I'd like to designate House Bill 3191 the Jacobson Bill because it would mean so much for people like Mrs. Jacobson and her grandchildren, and I strongly urge support and passage of House Bill 3191.
97. You're getting us totally confused now.
97. I'm sorry. It's a typo on my paper.
But questions?
Yes. Please.
No.
Do you also support 3191?
Depending on what it is.
Representative Dwyer, thank you.
Okay. I mean, this woman is pitiful. If you could see, I mean, even the Gestapo had more concern about people's rights than the Children's Services Division does.
That word comes up so often in relation to CSD, and I really am, because it's not something I have heard that word so many times in my own local community about that particular state agency, and it's not a nice word to call anybody.
No, either. Well, maybe that's being kind. Maybe the KGB would be more descriptive.
I won't ask any more questions or make any more comments.
Thank you.
We'll close the work session on that and open the public hearing on 3374. Are there people here, in addition to our prior witness that testified on 3374, Mary Wendy Roberts? Anybody know if there are people in the hall that hung on to testify? I think there were. Do you have a sign-up sheet on this?
I don't. There was
one. We did have one, didn't we?
We'd like you to announce this bill in the hall, Mr. Chair.
Why don't you try before we adjourn? 3374. David?
Chair, I report back to the committee that indeed there is no one in the hall interested in testifying on this bill.
We have a witness list that...
There was a woman, apparently, who spoke with Kingsley Flick at the Court Administrator's Office a quarter after 3, and she told that woman that we'd probably be 20 more minutes. It's now 4:45, and that woman is not in the hallway, so...
Okay. We will... Anything further for the committee today? Members, particular the civil commitment bill, please try and familiarize yourself with that before we come back. So we plod through from section 13 on. I think it's an important bill regardless of the commitment criteria expansion. With that, anything further? Hearing nothing, we're adjourned.